Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Mem Ches, mitzvah 148, the last mitzvah in Parshas Tzav, as we finish up all of the 18 mitzvos in Parshas Tzav. Vayikra had 16, Tzav has 18, Shmini has 17. That's coming up, Be'ez Hashem, starting tomorrow. But Tzav has 18 mitzvahs. This is number 18. The Isser of eating blood. Shelo nochal dam behema chayeva of. Not to eat the blood of a behema chayeva of. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo lechol dam behema chayeva of. One is not allowed to eat the dam, the blood of any type of animal. What is he emphasizing? This is in contrast to the last mitzvah that we did. Mitzvah 147, the Isser of Chelev, if you remember, did not apply to every animal. If you remember, the Isser only applied to three types of behemoths. Shar v'chesa v'eis. The other animals, it just depended. If it was not kosher, so it was like you were eating non-kosher meat. If it was kosher, it would be kosher. So that's the only those three it applied to. But this Isser of eating dam applies to every animal. Shene'emar, v'chol dam lo sochelu. All dam, once you not eat, the Isser is mentioned a number of times in the Torah. V'nomar b'makam acher, lo'ofa la'behema, v'chaya b'chla behema, v'dichpa la'hamniya b'dam b'harbi, mekumas b'torah, a number of times in the Torah. Chazal already pick up on that fact and say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mezaka us here. Most of us would think blood is disgusting anyway. We wouldn't want to eat it anyway. And yet, Hashem makes a mitzvah about it. It's to be mezaka us. He wants to give us an easy mitzvah. He wants to say, I'm going to make it usher so that this thing that you're not going to do anyway, I'm going to make it into a mitzvah. Similar to what Chazal say about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Right? You're going to eat anyway. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make it into a mitzvah so that you get easy schar upstairs. So there's a lot to talk about by this mitzvah, both halachically and hashkafically. So first we get into some hashkafa. Kfar kasafti, mashani choshiv al tzad hapshat, bi'isurei ma'achalos ba'azhara shreifa v'chelev. I already wrote, this is number one, I already wrote what I think about the isser of eating non-kosher items, treifa and chelev. So that's number one. What did he say? What did he say in the last mitzvah? What did he say back in Parsha Mishpatim? That non-kosher items are bad for our guf. Even though we don't understand it, we have emunah's hatorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us. Not just in the spiritual realm, but even in the physical realm. And even though we might not think so, but that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. He is the ultimate Rofei Cholim. He's the ultimate doctor. So number one, this also is treif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not good for us. But there are, we are going to mention four other ideas behind the Isser of Achilas Dam. Number two, the Ef Shalomer B'Dam Od. There's another idea about Dam, says the Chinuch. Ki Movad Roa Mizgoshu Roa Hamazeg. Besides this, the evil makeup and constitution that it is, Yihyeh Ba'achilaso Ksas Kinyin B'Midas Achzarius. Eating blood is brazen. Eating blood is a reflection of a lack of sensitivity. Why? Sheyivla ha'ada mibale chayim shekemoso baguf. When we eat something that is most similar to us, and the item that symbolizes the life of the being that's most similar to us. Oso hadavar shebahem shahachius mamish tali alav. Blood is the life of a person. Blood is considered the chiyus. The dam is considered in halacha the chiyus of a person. Chachiyus mamash tali olav. V'nafsham niksharas bo. And their life depends on it. And that's what an animal's blood. Blood is life. This is of an animal. An animal is the closest. We're closer to animals than we are to plants, than we are to rocks. Right, the four levels of being, as we like to say, domim somea chai medaber. So we are medaber, we're close to chai. I don't know if we're closer to chai or closer to malachim, but let's assume we're pretty close to chai. So says the chinuch, it's inappropriate for us to be eating, so to speak, the life of the behema. Why? Because that the blood symbolizes that. V'kiyadua sheyesh lebehemas nefesh. Look at this line, because it is known that animals have souls. Yechanuha hachachamim nefesh chiyunit. It is the alive soul, meaning different than plants. Plants don't have a nefesh. Animals have a nefesh, as the chinuch. Klomar she'ena sichlis. It's not intellect. Animals don't have an intellectual soul, but they have some kind of soul that makes them alive. Gam nira osam she'esh lenafsham b'chinal hishamar minifol ba'achas abchasim. They have what we would call instinct. They go somewhere dangerous, they run away. A car is coming, most animals would jump out of the way. Right? It's a fire. Most animals would go away from it because it hurts. Idea number two is that when we eat the blood of an animal, so that is eating the life the symbolic nefesh of another being, and that is inappropriate. 2 points related to this answer. Number one is the Ramban. The Ramban himself says this answer, which the Chinuch is going to say in a minute, but the Ramban does not talk about the Isra of Dam here, but in Parshas Achremos, where the Pasuk again says, in Yuzayin Yud Aleph, Ki nefesh habasar bedam hu, v'ani nasatev lachem ala mizbeach. Because the nefesh and the nefesh habasar bedam, and I supposed to be on the Mizbeach. So the Ramban quotes three ideas. But on the Isser of Dam, we're going to do the third one first, because that's the one that the Chinuch just mentioned. Says the Ramban, this is where the Chinuch got it from, Shvaharosh Nefarish Batam Yisuro, Ki Hashem Bara Kol HaNivraim HaTachtonim L'Tzarech HaAdam. Hashem created all creations in this world to serve us. Ki Hu Levado Bahem Akirat Baro. Because we are the only creatures that recognize God. V'afal pikein lo hiter lohem ba'achila mitchila rakat someach. Originally, the original plan of creation was that we can only eat plant life. We had to be herbivores. Why? Originally, Adam couldn't eat meat. It was only later. The original plan was that we weren't allowed to eat meat. By the way, just in parentheses, that's why the Abu Draham, one of the Rishonim, say that's why on meat we say shahakol. Because we can't say bore mine mizonos. Bore mine, right, whatever, bore priha eats. We can't say bore because meat wasn't created nivra for us to eat. That's why we have to say a more inclusive bracha of shakol ni abed varo. Everything became for him with his word. But it's not, you can't use the lashon bore. That's what the how he explains why we don't say bore on meat. So that's what the Ramban says. So originally we weren't allowed to eat meat. Lo bale hanefesh. There's the word. We weren't allowed to eat animals, which the Ramban calls bale hanefesh. Kasher baba parshas brachos. Like I already wrote in brachos, which we'll read in a minute. V'kasher haya b'mabel shenit solu b'schuso shel noach. But because during the mabel, when all the animals were saved because of Noach, v'hikrev mehem karban v'haya l'ratzon lo, and he came out and he gave a karban to Hashem, hitol ha-mashchita, out of a, it's like a schar, out of reward, you know, you took care of all the animals and they're only alive because of you, so you're allowed to eat them now. But that wasn't the original plan. Rav Kook says that when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to that state. That's what we see at the end of Shemona Esrei. V'arva Lashem Minchas Yehuda. We dive into for the day that we can bring a mincha. Why a mincha? It's made out of flour. Because says Rav Kook, that's the only carbon that's going to be in the future. The animals are going to be Baalei Nefesh. He even says Baalei Deya. Right? They're going to even have, there's going to be so much knowledge of God in the world. There's not going to be any other carbonus. Continues. Vihine hiter gufam. So now the Ramban says, Asher hu chai bavur ha'adam. So he allowed us to eat their flesh because they are alive because of man. Shiyehela hanasol sarcho shel adam. V'shetia nefesh v'am l'kapara. And also we could use the animals for karbanos to use on the mizbeach to bring kapara for us. Ki v'lo sheyochluhu. But not to eat the blood. Ki ein l'bal nefesh sheyochal nefesh. There's that great line. One Baal Nefesh shouldn't eat another Baal Nefesh. Ki anafashos kulon lakel. All souls belong to God. So we can't eat the soul. What's the soul of the animal? Not the flesh. The flesh is not considered the soul of the animal. The soul of the animal is called the blood. Hine kinefesh ha'adam u'kinefesh behema lohena. All nefashos belong to God. U'mikra echad lahem kamo zeh kein mo zeh v'recha chalakol. It's a pasuk in Koheles. That is the Ramban. But this is all number two. Second Ashkafic point behind the Isra of eating blood is, number one, it's bad for us, says the Chinuch. Number two is because it symbolizes the Nefesh, and a Nefesh, Ochal Nefesh. Related to this is a large issue, it's a fascinating discussion, and that is there, what kind of das do we assume animals have? So we know they have instinct. Do they have any type of intellect? We find in a couple of places in Chazal that it seems like an animal is punished. And could that really be the case? Are you allowed to punish an animal? Does an animal have das? For example, when an ox kills somebody, what's the halacha? You kill the ox. So one might say, Sharon Iska. One might say, oh, so it's preventative, so he doesn't kill anybody else. That's one reason. Or you might say, the Gemara says, according to one opinion, it's embarrassing for the family that if the ox keeps walking around, that people say, oh, that's the ox that killed so-and-so. So it's embarrassing. That's why we have to remove it. What's called cologne. It's embarrassing. But there are some sources that seem to say that it is an onesh. Where do you see it's an onesh? It's a beautiful piece in the Beis HaOtzer, Rabbi Yosef Engel has, on page 121. If you're going to look it up in the Beis HaOtzer, he says, Ishaya chet va onesh bebal chayim. Is it shaykh to talk about reward and punishment? Ve'im misa sharha niskal humipas onesh ashor. And he quotes a medrash, quotes a mechilta by Egla Arufa. Uma im egla she'ino lo matames ha'aretz lo masalak azaz hashchina asura bahana. If an egla arufa, the cow that you kill when there's an anonymous corpse between cities, if that egla, which didn't do anything wrong and didn't wasn't Mitami the Aretz, didn't remove the Shechina, it's Asur Bahana. So Ashur HaNiskal, who was Mitami the Aretz and removed the Shechina, surely should be Asur Bahana. What does the Medjur say? It says that this ox removed the Shechina with his actions. Obviously, if an ox has no das, it just killed somebody, it's terrible. But it sounds like that the ox did something wrong here. Masalik the Shechina. Or, more well-known source, the Gemara in Psachim, which we've done. What did the Gemara in Psachim say? That the... How did Hanani Mishav Azariah know to jump into the burning fire, to the Kifshan HaEsh by Nebuchadnezzar? Because they did a Kal V'chomer from the frogs. If the frogs weren't commanded in Kiddush Hashem and they jumped into the ovens in Egypt, so surely we are commanded. The frogs have no das. What are you talking about? So it sounds like from that Gemara also that there's something there. It's not what we would call Seichel, but there are many sources that the Chinuch, the Ramban, they all say there's a Nefesh there. There's a nefesh there. What does nefesh mean? It's not a sichli nefesh, but there's something there. But there are here more sources related to that topic. Okay, that is all number three. Number four, let's continue. V'haramban zechrono levracha, top of the page, kasa betam adam, ki yadua shanechal, yashuv begufa ochel. What we would call, you are what you eat. Right? Whatever you eat becomes part of you. V'im yochal adam hadam tihia ovi v'gasas benefesh adam. The Rabban counts this Kabbalistic idea. If we eat the blood of an animal, we become, because the dam is the most inherent part of the animal, we become like the animal. And we don't want that. Even though we're saying we're connected, we're parallel, but we're very different. So therefore we can't eat that. Number three, and number four, that's quoted is that of the Ramban. The Ramban there in Achremos quotes the Ramban, as the Ramban says by many other mitzvahs, Avodah Zarah. Blood is so much used in other religious rites, and obviously it's used in our Beis HaMikdash too, but outside of our service, says the Ramban, quoting the Rambam, ki hayu akazdim moasim adam biyachashavu lam l'tuma avo yoch lo mimenu arosim l'schaber l'shedim. If you wanted to get close to the evil spirits that used to drink it, ulihinavi mehem asidos, right? Even though now, all the voodoo witches, they all drink blood to try to connect to the dark side. Says the Rambam, that's also daraisa. Right? We don't drink blood. We stay away from, though, that whole area of life. Right? So that's the five ideas behind the mitzvah of not eating. Now, four, that's right, I didn't say the last one. The last one the Ramban himself says. The first one the Ramban says there in Achremos, and that is because dam is supposed to be used for sanctified purposes on the Mizbeach. And that is why there is an Isser. So, number one, we have the Chinuch himself of being unhealthy for us. Number two, it breeds achzarius, because ein nefesh ochal nefesh. Number three, the Ramban himself says because we don't want to be like the animals. Number four, avodah zara. And number five, this last one, and the Ramban says, you can tell from the Pasuk in Achremos, which links it, don't eat blood, it should go on the Mizbeach. That's what the Pasuk says. Meaning, it's all supposed to be used as a carbon. And even though a lot of animals that are not used for carbonus, low plug kind of idea, right? It's all used for that. Okay, that is all some hashkafa. Now let's get into some halacha. Again, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the halacha. Midini ha-mitzvah, first from the halachas of the mitzvah. Masha'onim muzachon lovracha. As we just said, blood of behemoth, chayis, and ophos are all usser. So what's mutter? What's left out? Dam, dogim, fish blood. V'chagavim, grasshopper blood. Shkatzim v'ramatzim. Vidam ha'adam, human blood. Ein chayav ala mishum dam. All of these are not included in the Isser d'Araisa. He's going to mention it later, but I'll mention it already now. Sometimes the Isser of blood is an Isser kares. Sometimes the Isser of blood is just an Isser malchus. We'll get to which is which. But all of these, including human blood, is not included in the Isser d'Araisa. We'll continue. Ulafichach amru shadam dagim chagavim mutarim shemutu lechol dam avilu katsu b'kli. That's why if somebody has fish blood, you can eat it. As long as there's no Maris Ayin issue. As long as people realize they see scales floating around in the blood, So they realize that's fish blood, and it would be mutter. Like the Gemara says, she ebekli ksas mekas kasei adag. Aval dam adag em asurin aser. But obviously, says the Chiddush, quoting a principle I don't think we mentioned before, but it's a Mishnah in Maseches Becharos, obviously only kosher fish blood. Non-kosher fish blood is going to be treif just like the fish itself. That's the principle of lefishu kachalav behema tamei shasur minaklal shebiyadenu, to be underlined, shemachal hayotze minatamei tamei. The Mishnah says in Becharos, hayotze minatamei tamei, hayotze minatar tar. Anything that comes out of a non-kosher animal is not kosher. Anything that comes out of a kosher animal is kosher. Hayotze minatamei tamei, hayotze minatar tar. So even though fish blood is not asur mishum blood, if it's a non-kosher fish, it's asur mishum non-kosher fish. So therefore, obviously, it's only if it's kosher. There's a big discussion in the Gemara, how could a baby nurse, right? A person is usher, right? A basar adam. Hayotze min, so only, right, milk coming from a cow is kosher. Milk coming from a camel is treif. Why? Because a camel is treif and a cow is kosher. So how can a baby nurse? Ah, maybe it's not milk yet before it comes out, but what if a woman expresses milk and wants to give it in a bottle? So that's a bit, maybe it's only usher by mishum. There's nothing else to eat. What if this formula? Right, so it's a big, obviously it's mutter, but it's a fascinating question to deal with. Right, let's continue. V'dam ha'adam asruhu chachamim b'bnei maris ha'ayin. The halacha is, just like we said in the previous halacha, even though some bloods are not included in the isser, but that's only if there is no maris ayin. But human blood is asur, because maris ayin, you're not going to... Right? You know, people aren't going to know. You're drinking blood. So people aren't going to know that it is human blood. Lefichach amru, that's why the halacha is crucial halacha, based on a Gemara. Dam shebein hashinayim motiso ebola. What if somebody has a cut inside their mouth? So no problem. No problem. Right? Just swallow it. Why? Because it's never got the status of blood. It's in your mouth. Nobody can really see it. So no problem. Sha'al pas. But what if somebody takes a bite of an apple? And all of a sudden they see some blood on the apple. Let's say somebody takes a bite of challah. And then they see blood there. It's outside the body. Boom! It's asur midrabanan. It's asur midrabanan. And therefore you got to scrape it. You're not allowed to eat that. Halapas goro me'alav ochalapas. You have to scrape it off and then eat the bread. Right? That is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This was quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It is asur in that case. Shulchan Aruch simin siv samach vav yaredeya. Samach vav yud dam adam im pireish bimenu aser mishamaris ayin lefichach im nashach akikar b'shinav v'yasadam mishinav al gebi akikar tzorach legardo aval shebena shinayim motiso ben hashinayim just suck it. You don't have to, one doesn't have to go around spitting out the blood in his mouth. It doesn't have the status of blood until it comes out of the mouth. A big discussion in the postgame is, what if somebody has a cut somewhere else in the body? Usually our normal reaction, if we get a cut on our finger, on our arm, right, so a lot of times, especially kids also, the normal reaction is to automatically put it into the mouth, make it feel better. So it's not allowed to do that. That's already blood on the fingers. So on the one hand, it's not in the mouth. It already has the status of blood. On the other hand, one might say, I saw B'Shem the Ben Ishchai, that, well, maybe the whole issue is Maris Ayin. If people look at you, they see that you're sucking from a cut of yours. So they know it's human blood. So maybe there's no Maris Ayin here. So that's a machlok as a poskim. Seems like a... Which I'll ask the local posek what you do in that case. But if one could remember, at least to be makro lechachila, it seems like a good idea. Not to suck on a cut that is outside of the mouth. Okay, that is discussion of blood. The Rambam, just to know, even though there is no isser, the Rambam quotes when it comes to Adam, so well known Rambam, which we'll get back to at another date. Ha'adam, and Machalas Asuras, Beis Gimel. Ha'adam, Afo Bishinemar Bo Vayhi Adam Lenefesh Chaya, Eino Bechal Chaya. Lefichach Eino Belo Sase. Vaha'ochel Mipsar Ha'adam O Mechelbo, Bein Minachai Ben Ameis, Eino Loke. Somebody eats, Rachmana Litzlan, a piece of human flesh, there's no Malkus. It's worse to eat a piece of Nevela than a piece of a person. But, I once heard a shir about this. Somebody said, the waiter comes and brings you a piece of treif. What should you do? If you had to pick the lesser of two evils, should you eat the treif or eat the waiter? Right, that was the discussion. The halacha is, according to most, that even the waiter, but obviously we don't do that. Aval, aser hu ba'aseh, shayimana akasuv, shivas minichayda, but it's still an isser aseh. The Rambam Shita is that it's still an isser aseh doraisa. of Besar Adam. Just to keep that in mind, it's an important Rambam. The Ravid argues he doesn't think so based on a Gemara in Ksubis, but that is that. Okay, that's one important halachic discussion. Dam of an Adam. The other important discussion that comes up a lot is Dam Beitzim. Blood spots in eggs. That comes up in the next paragraph. V'chein dam beitzim mutter. As we just said, the dam of behema chayav oaf. Those are the only three that are usser. Dam of an egg. An egg is not an oaf yet, so therefore me ikra din it should be mutter. She'en ani kareba dam oaf. It's not an oaf. V'lo min basaru. V'yafilu hischel israkim. Even if it started to form, if it's still inside, that's it. Zed in Torah. Chachamim asert an egg that started to form inside. And if you're not sure, you have to be machmir if it started to form inside. And what do you do in that case? Aval kol last fourth to last line, then we'll talk about it. Aval kol she'ein bo safik rikum, if there's no chash that anything started forming. Lo asruhu el mishum marasayin. It's only also because of marasayin, if you have separate blood. L'chein dam beitzim hanimsa bechelbon zorek adam vochal ashar v'yish bachmirin. Did you find blood in the white part? Did you find blood in the yellow part? L'maisa l'maisa what's the halacha? What's the halacha when it comes to eggs? So, the Ramah quotes in Yaredeya, that may ikar, we know that ruba de ruba of the eggs do not have blood spots. Rova the eggs that don't have blood spots. And therefore, you could rely on this rove. And if it's impossible to check for a blood spot, one does not need to check. And you could eat the egg. Don't worry about it. Let's say somebody forgot to check for a blood spot. Let's say you have a hard-boiled egg. Hard-boiled egg. There's nothing, it might probably disappeared. Says the Ramah, no problem, because one could rely on the rov l'chadchila and samach vav, sifches, mutter lecho beitzim saluyos. One could cook, eat roasted eggs. Afal pi she'enem yecholos libadek. Even if you can't check. V'chein yin tzorach libdok ha-beitzim, im yesh bohem dam. And you don't even have to check, says the Ramah Meikar Adin. Desomchin al rov beitzim she'en bohem dam. Mikom akom, says the Ramah, still nahgu lahachmir. Kisha osin machal and beitzim beyom sheroin b'hem yesh b'hem dam. The minhag is to check for blood spots, even though most do not have blood spots. Most eggs that you get, in other words, didn't start forming yet. The eggs didn't start forming, and therefore you don't have a problem. You don't even have to check lechatchila. Our minhag is to check, but if it's in a case where you can't check, don't worry about it. The poskim though point out, Ravadi Yosef has an important tshuva about this in Gimel Nun Zayin in Yechav Adas. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, but many posts can point out, Rav Avadi, I'll read you first, says that nowadays we have an extra snifla hakel, and that is most farms that we have today don't even have roosters anywhere near the site. There's no chash that there was any type of fertilization here. Right? They produce them artificially, and there's no way. There's like a 0.000 whatever chance, tiny percentage. So that's another sniff to say that one does not have to check. And even if something happened, that what happened, meaning you didn't check and you put it in. So what do you do? So that the I'll just read you Chavadas. Bizmanenu shekala kibutzim b'hamashkim sogrim et tarnagolas balulim b'meshach zman rav ve'ein b'mechitzasam tarnagol zachar b'vadei shalachal adeis in lachish lazeh ve'ubeit hashem sabadam. What do you do? What if you find dam there? You do not have to assume that this was real, a fertilization that didn't happen. So that is why Me'ikar Adin, what do you have to do? Just take out that blood, because just take it out, and you don't even have to throw out the rest of the egg. That's Me'ikar Adin. In our day and age, we generally say, because eggs cost so little, they're so cheap, if you find a blood spot in an egg, throw out the whole egg. What if I had the Shiloh last week? So a woman made a whole thing, and making a thing of dough, and in the last egg she put in, it had a blood spot, and she forgot to check before, and she sees the blood spot sitting in the dough with all the other ingredients. So what do you do there? So me'ikar adin, in that type of case, you don't have to throw out the whole dough, you take out the red, and that's it, use the rest of it. L'chadchila, if you check and put it in a bowl, and it's the only one, and you find the blood spot, so throw it out. But me'ikar adin, one doesn't have to. Rav Moshe is a little more machmir in this area, in Igris Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simin, sorry, Chelek Aleph Simin Lamed Vav, but he says maybe he spoke to farmers, but Post can point out that Shubu was written in 1957. And therefore it could be that the Messias was different there, that there was more, it was somewhat more common to have, you know, to have, you know, to have blood spots, to have roosters near the hens, but Me'ikar Adin, it seems that many Post can say that, L'chadchila, we have to go like this Ramah. L'chadchila, to try to check. L'chadchila, if it's possible. Next level down, if you find it, so L'chadchila, should throw out the egg. So if somebody's very, very poor, and you need the egg, just take out the blood spot. But once it's already in a tavshil, So then for sure, if you could take out the red, take out the red, and if not, make your adin, it is mutter. So that's an important discussion of eggs. Okay, there's a lot more here about dam. Just want to mention one more point, and that is the way that we remove dam in halacha is what's called malicha. We do a special type of salting. That's a lot of what the Sefer HaChinuch continues to discuss. Heavy salting, and we assume once the heavy salting is done, the halachic dam is removed. And that is why even if sometimes you go to the store and you buy some chicken, you buy some raw meat, you might see red there. Halachically, that's not dam anymore. If it has a heksher on it, then we assume that proper malicha was done, and anything that comes out of it is just called wine of the animal. That's what the Chazal call it, and the Chinuch quotes it. It's like wine, it's like extra liquid coming out, but it's not dam. Because malicha was done, and that removes all halacha. It's not regular salt. It's heavy-duty salt. Special type of salt to do malicha. And once that's done, one doesn't have to worry about it. And it continues that there is a minhagim of certain parts of the body has extra blood, so there's minhagim to do special burning of those parts of the animal, the liver, and elsewhere. But those are various details of a halacha of malicha. Okay, Hadron Allah Pasha Sav, Beth Hashem, we will continue with Mitzvah 149 in the coming Shir, the Isser related to Kohanim.